Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. And as we do on occasion here at Neighbors of Hope, we like to take a moment or two and sit down with one of our residents, allow our listening audience to get better insight into how God's working individually on those residents here at Neighbors of Hope. And so for this morning's edition of Word Made Flesh, I have Justin Rohrbach with me. Justin, how you doing?
No, very good, thank you.
You sure?
Yep.
Yeah,
how about
right
yourself?
Now? Yeah, not too bad. Off to a decent start. Justin, I know this isn't the first time you've been with Neighbors of Hope, but for the sake of maybe a little history about how you came here, if you could share that with our listening audience, that might be a good place to start.
All right. Well, what brought me here originally to the Fresh Start homeless program, then it was a 3 month. I got my mom kicked out of her house for smoking cigarettes, and so it brought me here. And she had to go to the women's shelter, and I was still, I was working for the Goodwill, and just still stuck in my addiction. I was getting high still.
Let me interject. How old were you at that time?
18 years old.
Like just 18, right?
Yep.
And when you first came here, if I remember correctly, I mean, you had had kind of a rough teenage life, anyways,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, including some like criminal behavior.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Just we want our listening audience to be thoroughly and
I guess yeah
informed, but. But, so you get through all that. You're living with your mom. You guys get evicted, and now she has to go to the women's shelter. You end up landing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was on aftercare. I got locked up when I was 16 in Marysburg campus, and I was sentenced to a year there. But I ended up doing 18 months, and I was on aftercare from doing all that, and still messing up. So it brought me here, and I was going to Sand Creek High School at the time, and. Like I said, I don't know, God's called me back to this place so many times. There's a reason, I've been in the Fresh Start probably 5 times and never wanted, to accept it. And,
One more time. I hate interrupting like that.
Yeah, good.
Obviously, you and I know what we're talking about, but maybe some of our listening audience, our Fresh Start program here at Neighbors of Hope is our emergency shelter for homeless men here in Lenawee County. When Justin first came to that, it was only 90 days. Now that's a 5-month program, and it's a program whereby Neighbors of Hope covers all the basic needs.
Yeah.
Food, shelter, laundry, service, hygiene products, clothing, yada, yada, yada. While that particular individual can kind of focus on getting their life back on track. So when Justin says Fresh Start, he's referring to that. He's currently a member of our Life Change program, and our Life Change program is a 1-year residential program for men who are wrestling with issues of addiction. All right. Continue. I'll try and bite my tongue.
I've been in Life Change program quite a few times, but, and I've learned that there's why, I always thought I just liked to get high. And, but I got pain and wounds and hurts from my past that I just couldn't deal with, and I didn't have them at that time identified, but I've identified a lot of them now, But, I was just living a life of darkness and just insanity. I mean, no person at all wants to live the way I was, being up for days and days out. It's just no life to live, man. No person should have to live like that at all. And
So last time, what were you with us? 5-6 months?
Yeah.
Yep, and then primarily took, about a 2-month, 3-month, about a 2-month hiatus over the summertime.
Yes,
sir. Now you've been back with us a couple months. And since you've been back and you look back into your past, I mean, what would you say some of the lessons that you've learned? I mean, you mentioned how God keeps bringing you back here.
Yeah.
Right? So while you're out there, kind of engaged in your dirt and darkness or whatever, do you feel like God prompting you to say, this isn't what I created you to be? I mean, do you kind of hear that voice?
I didn't hear it all the time because I wanted to do what I wanted to do, but I knew what I was doing wasn't right. and all the stuff I learned here, you know, it didn't set well with me, but I just told myself, it's really messed up, but I don't care, I'm going to keep doing this. But, you know, and then one day, months ago, before I came back this time, I'd been up for a day or so, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I don't know, I just, you know, just start crying, and, you know, God laid on my heart to call here. It wasn't planned, it just something came to me. I can't explain it. But I went back here, you know, I'm really working my butt off, and I don't know, each time it just keeps getting better and better. I want to make this my last time, though.
You know, well, okay, that's a nice little segue to kind of the next section. I think with the kind of a life of addiction, you know, in here we would say, you know, sometimes relapse is a part of that. You know, and relapse, we can't beat ourselves up too much. It just really is a moment where it teaches us that we're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
All right. So, and you and I have discussed previously that, yeah, you made a lot of positive strides previously. You haven't lost any of those.
Yeah.
You need to continue those now that you're back.
Absolutely.
After your, you know, your little backsliding there. But now that you've been back for a while, all right, I mean, share with our listening audience maybe how you're feeling about yourself and how you feel God is perhaps leading you into this new life. I mean, well, what's your life transformation look like now that you're back at Neighbors of Hope?
I've always, you know, struggled in my past with low self-esteem, but, you know, now I really, truly, and I honestly believe I'm a beloved child of God, and He loves me as I am, and, you know, I'm...
Absolutely.
Like I said, I don't know, just this time, just a light switch happened, you know, turned on fully, and I'm actually, you know, truly working on these inner stuff. And, you know, talking about it, and God working through all these people here, Pastor Steve, Life Change members, Fresh Start members, Tim, who is our social worker here. But, you know, I'm just taking the full advantage of it all and applying it. And it works if you want it, but if you don't, you ain't gonna make it.
Good, good.
But, you know, I'm not glad I left for this 2 months this past summer, but I needed to go through all that to get where I am now.
Well, yeah, we say sometimes, and it's probably true for every one of our listening audience members, I mean, all of us as human beings, we have moments in our lives, we look back and we go, oh, gosh, you know, probably wish I wouldn't have done that. But we get enough distance between that event and where we are, we look back and go, you know, had I not done that, I may not have learned.
Yeah.
Something that has really benefited me since then, right?
Yeah.
None of those pains and trials and tribulations are pleasurable.
Yeah.
But we get enough time, we can see the blessing in them.
And now I'm starting to also start seeing my daughter again, working towards reunification and restoring our relationship. And every time I see her, she's just so happy to see me. That gives me joy. It's awesome. Makes me just so happy, you know. I'm just, God entrusted me with that child, so I got to take care of it. You know, I don't got to, but I want to.
Good.
So it just makes me feel good. I feel good about myself now.
And we're currently in the process of, you know, you getting back into school and completing the GED and things of that nature.
So those
are encouraging things.
And I got my driver's license now.
That's a rite of passage. We need to recognize that. So you can see God doing some good things in your life since you've been back here,
definitely.
And that's encouraging. So, kind of as we get towards the end of this segment of Word Made Flesh, we've got a few months to go yet.
Oh, definitely.
And there's still a lot of work to be done.
Oh, yeah.
To get you fully prepared for the next season. Share with our listening audience, not that you have this really worked out in explicit details, you know, everything, but... where are you hoping God takes you? Where do you see God taking you?
I myself.
What do you see your future looking like? Or what would you like to see that look like?
The next couple years or so, I've always wanted to work for the ministry. You know, I don't know where exactly yet. I know, but I don't. But I want to work for the Neighbors of Hope. That's where I want to start, you know.
And we say oftentimes, with our social enterprises that we have, our bailing operation and our Blessings and More resale store, that part of the reason that we provide those, and we've even had a couple men work over at Fish and Lowe's Food Pantry, but that that those are positions that part of helping those men who are hungry, homeless, or hurting is that we have to provide them access to the water, to quote Martin Luther King Jr. And by that we mean that we provide educational, vocational, and employment opportunities. Yep. That somehow when God gets a hold of us and transforms us, we'd like to give back. And so I guess you're seeing, you would like to see part of that into your future.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
It will be good. It'd
be nice to have you around for a while. But we do a lot of spiritual formation here. I mean, we have our morning groups throughout the week, and we have some evening volunteers who come in, and we do our meditations and our prayer life. A lot of things that focus around our Christ-centered ministry, the Bible. Do you have like a one of many maybe favorite scriptures you'd like to share with our listening audience, and then maybe accentuate, explain why that's a favorite of yours?
Well, it's probably right now, Micah 6:8. Act justly, show mercy, and walk humbly. That's just a lot of the lines of it, sums it up. But that's you know, the way of living right. And that's what I try to live by, you know. You know, because I was so mercy, and, you know, I want to be humble. And what was the other one I said?
Act justly.
You know, I guess I want to be just. I want to be just with others. I want people to act justly with me. That makes sense.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that, you know, that's what Mike is really talking about, isn't he? That, you know, what, you don't really know what God wants from you? Well, God wants you to act justly, you know, show mercy and walk humbly with him. And yeah, those of us that have addictive backgrounds and we're out on the streets and we're kind of doing our dirty work, you know, in a sense even committing a slow suicide, one, that's not a life of justice. We're not really showing mercy to anybody, I mean, except for self.
And destroying relationships.
Yeah, and it's hard to say that we're walking with God. So I applaud you for kind of sharing that particular scripture, because it's one that really, given your life history, is one that is directly in as an opposite of where you've been.
Absolutely, yeah, totally opposite.
Very good, very good. Well, Justin, I'm proud to have you here at Neighbors of Hope.
I'm glad to be here.
And our prayer is that you continue to do the good work that you're doing. So thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you could become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.